July 6, 2025. Right around the beginning of the pandemic in March of 2020, social media and Facebook had begun shifting again, with all the new traffic coming in with people having to be home, locked in their own homes trying to make sense of a lying, cheating world society of the very few ruling over the very many. Platforms like the Facebook were already a digital dumping ground for passive-aggressive nonsense has been evolving into something even more annoying. When I wrote this in 2020, we were just dealing with unsolicited direct messages of dick pics and people flexing their activism, sarcasm muscles, and public threats. Now, AI-generated thirst traps, fake engagement, OnlyFans, and people treating the algorithm like their therapist. Same donkey poop, just with more filters. So before diving into this five-year-old rant, know this, not much has changed, except now everyone's doing it with avatars and fake virtue. Carry on. Taken from a troll comment on a post from an old girlfriend of mine on, you guessed it, the good old Facebook. My, how much Facebook has traveled, and in not so much a good way. I miss the simplicity of MySpace, but with the functionality of Facebook. If someone could merge those two, that would be great. All right. Let me see if I can say what I want to say and it not be a tangent on here, right? A girly friend of mine made a post about complaining about guys hitting her up in her messenger begging for nude pics. I do not know how many of my girly friends there have to deal with this. Since Facebook is about people you already know in real life and friends of friends, one would think this doesn't happen as often as, say, Instagram, Twitter, Tinder, MeetMe, Plenty of Fish, Snapchat, and now that stupid TikTok app. I know it still happens here, but shouldn't happen all that often. Or just don't add people to your Facebook you do not really know. If you are a person that does a lot of your marketing and making money directly from using social media, that is a little different, but it should still not be too many people that are complete strangers. This girl does use her looks to help with making money, as she is a bartender. She does post provocative pics of herself looking all decked out. Nothing wrong with that. This doesn't mean it is open season for guys to openly hit on her. Assume she is a whore and down for your dick pics. By hitting on her, going on Messenger and begging for nudes, or sending unsolicited pics of your little guy. This isn't 2003 where cyber sex is a new thing and everyone wants to check stuff out for themselves. Trust me, guys, the second you send a pic like that to a gal on here and she wasn't asking for it, you lost all chances you had at possibly getting to meet her in real life. The law of averages doesn't work like this in this situation. I haven't had to talk about this in over a decade. Let me say it again. A guy sends a nude to a girl on here, and she didn't ask for it. The only response you will get is a report, and you're blocked. In most cases, it is considered illegal now. You will not get what you think back. Stupid, I had to say that twice. Why do guys think women are into that? Laughing out loud. I get it. Guys are horny bastards. But do said guys actually believe their counterpart of female are as overly hypersexual as they are? I mean, really. Is a guy that dumb to believe that if he sends a girl a pic of his cock, she will immediately send me pics back and or start cybering and talking about meeting to fuck? Really? Maybe on Adult Friend Finder, Plenty of Filth, or other fetish meetup sites, but come on, man. Do not be that douche. The second part of this rant is this. On the post, some dumbass screenshot one of her pics looking all great and posted it in the comments with a snarky comment. Let it be known. The dude did not do this to help her out or give advice. He did it to strictly embarrass her on her own post. There is always one or two people that constantly post snarky comments on people's posts. These are meant to look cute and funny, sarcasm, but it was clear to me this was a cheap shot. An elbow jab. People and their stupid superiority complexes that, hey, I am wittier than you. Okay, so who gives a fuck what you think? This to me is clear-cut insecurity coming out. It is not even the young people. It's people in their late 30s and 40s acting stupid as fuck on social media because they are always pissy and complaining about life. The Facebook timeline is not a diary about your fucking life. People do not want to read that all the time. Create a blog or something where people have the option to click on it if they choose to read past the headline. What is this? Social media 101 or something. Adults. We have been using social media in some form for almost 25 to 30 years. You have no more excuses to be this ignorant about the internet and how it functions. I have went through my friends and blocked a lot of people from seeing my posts on the Facebook because they are always commenting, trying to find holes in my logic. For what purpose? What intention can that person have for always having something snarky and or negative to say about what I am saying? Sure, if they troll my profile, they can see my posts, but most don't do that. They are on their phones, just scrolling through the timeline, looking for something to comment on. I usually only comment on posts because I am about to post something and your post is in the way. I may take a quick 30 seconds to scroll, but I do not spend that much time on it anymore. Nor do I get combative on social media with people. You want to say something stupid in my comments? I just delete the comment and add you to the blocked posts group I have created. These people want a voice, just take it away from them. That is the best damage you can do without actually saying fuck you. Granted, if it is a sarcastic comment or a joke and it is clear that is what it is, that is fine. My real friends know I have that quirky sense of humor, and I expect that from my real friends. Keywords: real friends. It isn't that I do not want to be friends with random old high school folk or dude I met in a bar a few times, but if you want to have a dialogue with me that is negative on a post, cool. Just message me personally on Messenger and we can chat about it. I will not go back and forth with you on the comments trying to explain it to you so everyone can see the conversation. Plus, it is rude as fuck to call someone out, your friend on here, on their comments, so everyone can see it. What is the purpose of embarrassing your friend on social media? We are supposed to know each other on here. Why the fuck would you want to embarrass someone or make them look bad in the crowd? If you want to help, educate, or make a point, do it on Messenger so you can have a dialogue with that person personally. Not scream it across the platform. What kind of bully bullshit is that? You all know who you are. Well, maybe you do not, because most of them are blocked from seeing this unless they go directly to my page to see my wall or visit my Tumblr, which most have no clue what that even is. Like I said, most do not do that. Most of them do not understand how social media works or even functions. If you are that sarcastic, cool, but like I said, this person screenshot a provocative pic, reposted it in her comments with a snarky comment. There is absolutely no other way to take that other than to embarrass that person. What do you all think on that? Do you see the same people doing shit like that in your comments or comments of friends' posts? I do all the time. I see it. If they are my friend, I immediately put them in that blocked list. I probably have about 100 out of 897 alleged friends on the Facebook in that list now. Rant over. 1,502 words, huh? Not too bad. The Facebook of Passive Aggression Part 1 by David Angelo Minio. March 4th, 2020. 1,502 words.